This is Doug Day for Treatment Plant Operator Magazine, and welcome to our podcast. We're talking about biosolids today with Keith Contor, plant superintendent for the Fremont, Nebraska Wastewater Treatment Plant, and Dave Varner, the Dodge County Extension Educator. These two have designed a very successful land application program that is saving the city about $200,000 a year and benefits farmers who collectively are saving around $75,000 a year in their cost of fertilizer. Let's start with Keith. It sounds like a real team effort there.
This got started about 10 years ago here in Fremont, but prior to that, the community that I work for, I work with the county extension educator down there doing a similar program. So then when I moved up to Fremont and took over the position here, I approached Dodge County Extension Educator Dave and asked him if they would be a partner in our program. The big factor there is due to the knowledge and relationship that they have with the farmers.
And UNL Extension is always looking for fruitful partnerships like the one we've had with the city of Fremont for over the last decade. We put a lot of stock in research-based information, and that's really what we're about, is doing research in farmers' fields in unison with a grower. So we work on on-farm research together. And in this case, we had a great partner with the city of Fremont, a great product that we were just debuting, introducing to local growers. And it was interesting. The first year of this program, we had to look very hard to find just a couple producers who would work with us to try this product. A lot of skepticism in the area at the time, because quite frankly, a lot of research had not been done with biosolids in the eastern Nebraska region. And then today, of course, as you know the rest of the story, we have tremendous demand. We have over the last 12 years or so. So I think we have found that our recipe for success, so the partnership, the on-farm research, and, of course, having a quality product has really led to great results.
Perception is really important when it comes to land-spreading biosolids. What have you done to get out accurate information and build support of the neighbors of the farms where you are spreading your biosolids?
This is a very transparent program in Fremont and Dodge County, because every field that's put up as a candidate for biosolid application is run through a conditional use permit process with the County Planning Commission. So we contact all the neighbors who own land or live within about a quarter mile of the field location where we're proposing to spread on, and we share information with those folks about what the product is, how we're going to spread it, pre and the post testing, and the great historical results we've had with the product. And we also let them know that going on this year, we've had about 12 years of success with this program without a single public complaint. Once the product is out on the field, neighbors have noticed that some of the issues they were concerned about going into the process did not come to pass, and they've been very pleased with how the process has worked.
Yeah, and Doug, and the perception is a real issue. As you kind of know, the perception of biosolids is not very good, so that's one thing that Dave has done real well, is educating the public on what biosolids are and how they can be used beneficially.
Well, you have to also educate farmers, and apparently have been successful in that. Even when you started charging for what used to be free, you didn't lose a single farmer. What things are important to the farmers?
Farmers are really data-driven, so once we started to accumulate and aggregate the on-farm research results showing that this product would match commercial fertilizer production, and the fact that they're really getting a lot of nutrient value for the time and money invested with this product as well. At the end of the day, the growers wanted to make sure they had a safe product going on their field. They're very intrigued about the yield results they were getting from this product. And today, really our greatest advocates, whether it's at a public hearing or just out in the field talking with new prospective clients, are the farmers that have worked with us in the past. They all tell us that they will take as much product as they can get. That salesmanship and that endorsement, if you will, goes a long way in helping us recruit new growers.
We talked about farmers and the neighbors. What are the important issues for wastewater treatment plants to consider if they want to get into a similar biosolids program?
Well, I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to ask for help if you need help. 503 regs, which are EPA regs that are each of the plants have to follow to apply biosolids at an agronomic rate, so there is no chance of runoff or anything like that. Wastewater plant operators aren't agronomists and don't have a lot of great relationship with farmers as a county extension educator does, so again, don't be afraid to ask for help. They're there. They're willing to do it. It's been just a great, successful partnership with us.
The other thing the city of Fremont has done that I'd like to add is they haven't just put out what is a minimal quality product, you know, what they're required to do according to regs. They went to the extra step to meet some of the interests of the growers. For example, they compost some of the material, which gives us a different product for some growers in certain situations to use, a product that sometimes requires screening to pull some of the garbage out of it so it doesn't end up in the fields, which the growers are interested in as well. So they really went the extra mile to make sure that we have a product that's really easy to sell. For many years, it was basically we gave it away, but today we are selling it, but demand has not dropped off a bit, and that's because of the reputation of the program that we've built together over the years.
So what's important to keep this going?
Well, I think it's there's a few things. One is to continue to offer a quality product, to continue to court new growers who might be interested in the product, to keep showing results from the product and do things the right way, you know, do the pre- and the post-testing, make sure we're putting it on fields where it makes sense, where there are not environmental concerns, and to document the yield enhancements and the soil enhancements from this product being applied.
I think that's been the biggest reward of the program, is we have been able to show the producers, the farmers, what the benefit of biosolids are. Like Dave said years ago, we had to kind of beg and plead, but we had to really look for a producer to take the biosolids. Now that we have plenty of them, we still need to show them what the benefit of the biosolids are and show them how it kind of outweighs the cost of commercial fertilizer.
This is a really great example of an urban-rural relationship, kind of a symbiotic relationship, if you will, where the city benefits greatly because they've reduced their disposal costs for the biosolids product over the years. And, of course, the growers reap the benefits of a great nutrient product. And we haven't even talked about the value of the enhanced crop yields that are also found in many cases upon following biosolids application. So there's a lot of value in this process and this program all the way around.
What kinds of fields are we talking about?
We predominantly try to go on soybean ground or corn ground that's going to corn production the following year, and it can be either dry land, irrigated, it might be conventional till or no-till. We've really experimented and applied in all of those situations with great success. But where the product really shines, it really shines where you have very low phosphorus levels, especially if you're looking at phosphorus levels of less than 10 parts per million. And when we apply to those fields, we see tremendous phosphorus level enhancement in those soils. Plus, we usually see great yield enhancement, too, maybe anywhere from 10 to 20 bushels an acre on average, which you would expect for a field needing phosphorus. A typical application of our biosolid product would add about 200 to 250 pounds of P2O5 product to that field, in addition to some potassium, sulfur, and a little zinc, and some nitrogen as well.
And the nice benefit of the biosolids, the application that we do is not just there for year one. It's there for year two and three. There's residual that is left over that the crops can benefit from. The big thing with the nutrient, the extra nutrient value that is there also.
Well, thanks to Keith Contour and Dave Varner for joining us today on our podcast for Treatment Plant Operator Magazine.